Hello and welcome to Trauma 101. I am Dr. Dennis Huffington, the founder and executive director of Care Classroom and the creator of Trauma 101. I hope that you find the information provided to be helpful, impactful, and empowering for you. As trauma-informed models continue to develop, the role of leadership will need to be further addressed. Leadership in a trauma-informed school will determine the success of the implementation of the trauma-informed approach and the incidence of secondary traumatic stress in staff members. When researching trauma-informed organizational culture, Handren found participants who felt more supported by their organizations were less likely to develop burnout and secondary traumatic stress. Trauma-informed models or frameworks do not explicitly name a type of leadership or leadership style that is best for a trauma-informed school. However, all the models and frameworks for trauma-informed and sensitive schools call for collaboration among leadership, staff, families, and the community. The implementation of a trauma-informed model or framework will require teachers to become reflective practitioners as they evaluate their own mindset of student behavior and ability. Shared leadership and transformational leadership styles are aligned with the core principles, tenets, and desired outcomes of trauma-informed models and frameworks. Research indicates knowledge itself does not motivate employees. Providing professional development about trauma and its impact must be accompanied by leadership that promotes buy-in among staff. Leaders of trauma-informed schools must incorporate transformative learning theories and be transformational leaders. Transformation often occurs when there is a community of learners and the group can interact and support one another. A transformational leader questions old or current ways of thinking and challenges employees to engage themselves in the questioning of their thinking. Transformational leadership is a leadership style that made its way from non-educational settings into the realm of education. Marx and Priti studied the link between transformational leadership and shared instructional leadership. They concluded shared instructional leadership can itself become transformational when teachers are empowered to lead and grow. Byrne's theory of transformational leadership mirrors the principles of transformative learning theory, viewing both the follower and leader as members of a community. Byrne theorized that leaders should appeal to the values of the follower to question the status quo and transform worldviews. According to Byrne, employees would be more motivated by morality than the selfish concerns associated with transactional leadership, which focused on supervision and performance. Transformational leadership seeks to move employees to do more than they thought they were capable of by fostering intrinsic motivation based upon the employee's own value system. Bass furthered Byrne's theory and identified four aspects of transformational leadership: individual consideration, intellectual stimulation, inspiration, and idealized influence. Individual consideration is the emphasis on what members of the community need, with the leader responding as a mentor or role model. Intellectual stimulation is provided by the leader challenging thinking to transform views and value systems, as is indicated in transformative learning theory. Inspiration involves the charismatic approaches used by the leader to create a shared vision or goal that gives the community reasons or purpose to move forward. Idealized influence refers to the behavior of the leader and the evidence that leaders act as a role model, exhibiting traits or qualities the leader seeks in the rest of the community. The Heathwood and Jancy synthesized 34 studies of published and unpublished case studies on transformational leadership in elementary and secondary schools. Heathwood and Jancy concluded transformational leadership was helpful in fostering a multitude of important organizational contexts, including organizational learning, culture building, vision building, and intellectual stimulation. These aforementioned contexts are critical to implementing a trauma-informed or trauma-sensitive framework or culture building. An engaging and collaborative approach to leadership and planning is a core principle or element of multiple models and frameworks for multiple trauma-informed approaches. The core principles and common themes of trauma-informed approaches and models to education align with the outcomes reported in the literature on shared leadership. Authorizing others and sharing leadership has been termed shared leadership. Shared leadership has been researched in a pursuit to identify characteristics and attributes of leadership in high-poverty schools that impact student achievement through impacting teacher instruction and behavior. While poverty is not considered a form of trauma, it has been linked to the prevalence of trauma. Highlighting the link between poverty and trauma, Walsh asserted that any policy approach that ignores the socioeconomic context to ACEs is therefore flawed. In 2013, a majority of 51% of students across the nation's public schools were from low-income families or living in poverty, according to data from the National Center for Education Statistics. Prior studies on leadership in high-poverty schools indicated shared leadership was an effective leadership style in schools with high concentrations of poverty. In 2014, Kraft conducted a study on the teachers' experiences in high-poverty urban schools, which found teachers cited they were ready to lead along with leadership and cited it as the most important contribution they could make to improve their school. Findings were mirrored in a similar 2015 study. In the 2014 study, it was also concluded leadership that authorizes others is leadership that ultimately creates greater authority for the leader. Trauma-informed approaches include collaboration, shared decision-making, and partnership among staff, families, and members of the community, including community agencies. Leadership that promotes shared responsibility and trust among teachers is what teachers perceive to be effective leadership and leads to their improved performance. This perception has shown up in research conducted in various regions of the United States and among diverse groups of teachers. Suwer found teachers in South Carolina's high-poverty schools perceived their principals' efforts to build accountability and shared decision-making as a contributing factor to their school's high performance. A study of Tennessee schools nominated for the National Secondary School Recognition Program found principals in nominated schools promoted positive working relationships between the school, the community, and agencies. Implementing trauma-informed approaches and practices, it is critical to create buy-in among teachers. Lewis and Wallstrom found teachers who were part of a professional community and engaged in shared leadership with other teachers were inclined to use effective teacher practice, defined as the use of designated instructional behaviors. Leaders who created environments that empower teachers positively influenced teacher practice. Goddard studied the use of differentiated instruction as an instructional practice. The teachers who perceived their principals as empowering were more likely to implement differentiated instruction, highlighting the effect leadership can have on instructional practice. Quinn confirmed the significance of shared leadership as a perceived positive impact on teacher instructional practices. same was found in a study conducted by Public Agenda for the Ohio Department of Education and the Ohio State University to identify key attributes of leaders in high-performing, high-poverty schools in Ohio. Out of the 9-school study, the researchers identified crafting shared goals and values, teacher collaboration, and collective responsibility for student outcomes among the other key attributes found in all the schools. Thank you for tuning in to the Trauma 101 podcast. Be sure to check out all 8 modules and visit www.careclassroom.org to access all Trauma 101 modules, assessments, more information, and much more.